Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral and our celebration of the Eucharist on the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. You can find our program or worship aid online on the cathedral's website at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Our celebrant this morning is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, Archbishop of New York. Please now rise and sing our entrance hymn, which you can find in the blue St. Michael's hymnal. Hymn number 562, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. And welcome to Sunday Mass at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. You're all very welcome here. You know, people unite with us at home on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129, on the Catholic Faith Network, and our own live stream. It's a magnificent weekend in the life of our nation and our church. It's Memorial Day weekend, as we gratefully and reverently remember those who gave their life an ultimate sacrifice for the protection of our country, and as we especially welcome our men and women in uniform who are here for Fleet Week. How good, how inspirational to see you. It is Trinity Sunday, the Sunday after Pentecost, when we profess our faith in one God and three divine persons. And it also happens to be the day that we welcome here in this archdiocese the National Eucharistic Procession, the Camino. There's four of them throughout the continent. They're going to merge in Indianapolis for the National Eucharistic Revival in July, but we're honored to host them in the Archdiocese today. The Blessed Sacrament obviously is here. The procession will continue afterwards after we do benediction of the Blessed Sacrament out on the steps. And we have some of the pilgrims here with us who are so happy to be still and to sit down and rest their feet. We're honored and we're grateful for your sterling example. We have Archbishop Caccia with us, who's the Holy Father's nuncio to the United Nations, Bishop Gerardo Colacico, our own auxiliary, who's been a leader in the Eucharistic revival, and Father Roger Landry and some of the other pilgrims who have been so instrumental in this magnificent act of devotion, that we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy of Jesus. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Deo,
Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification made known to the human family your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the one true faith, we may acknowledge the most blessed Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old before your time. Ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end to the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and by great terrors? All of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord has chosen to be his own. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, for sure. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A blessed Trinity Sunday, everybody. You know, the temptation is to consider the doctrine of the Most Blessed Trinity as way too nebulous and esoteric, way up there, distant, impractical. Don't you dare give in to that temptation, because our belief is that this one true God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is hardly up there, but in here. Not distant at all, but very, very close. Because you and I believe that the powerful life of this most blessed Trinity dwells deep within our soul through that gift we call sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace, the very life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, living, dwelling in the heart of the believer. Now, it's natural to ask, how do we get that gift? Well, the answer, of course, is we receive that gift, especially through the seven sacraments of the church, right? In baptism, that sanctifying grace floods our soul. Then it's strengthened through the sacrament of confirmation. It's nourished by the Most Holy Eucharist. It's revived in confession. It's repaired in the anointing of the sick. It's unleashed and commissioned in matrimony and holy orders. That supreme gift of sanctifying grace can also be strengthened just for the asking, for asking the Lord for it in prayer. But it's transmitted mostly through the seven sacraments of the church, especially, of course, in baptism. But we might ask, well, that kind of happened a long time ago. I can't even remember that. How can we access the sacraments now to increase and to fortify the indwelling of that most blessed Trinity? And the answer jumps out of us this magnificent day through the Holy Eucharist. That's how. Through the Holy Eucharist. Every time we worthily receive our Lord in Holy Communion, we put another log on the fire of God's life within us. Every time we might feel somewhat listless or weak, sinful, worried, or desperate, we fan into a flame the wavering flicker of God's life within by receiving the second person of the most blessed Trinity, God the Son, our Lord and Savior, in the most holy Eucharist. And our prayers, when we ask for an increase of sanctifying grace, our prayers are especially effective, see, when offered before the real presence of our Lord in the most blessed sacrament. No wonder next Sunday, after this feast of the Holy Trinity, kind of the feast of sanctifying grace, no wonder next Sunday is the feast of Corpus Christi, the Sabbath after Trinity Sunday. No wonder this archdiocese, under the patronage of the saint who taught the doctrine of the Most Holy Trinity to the people of Ireland by a shamrock, no wonder this archdiocese is ecstatic this morning, as we're still praising God for 24 hours ago and the gift of seven new priests ordained here yesterday. Priests whom Jesus will now daily utilize to provide us with the gift of the Most Holy Eucharist at Mass. No wonder this archdiocese is thrilled as we welcome the pilgrims accompanying the Most Holy Eucharist on the national journey to the heartland in Indiana for our American Eucharistic revival this coming July. As this cathedral, as Fifth Avenue, as Rockefeller Center, as our parishes, our seminary, our streets, our shrines of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, even the Statue of Liberty will welcome our Eucharistic Lord these days awash in God's grace and mercy. Well, what else can I say? Perhaps I best leave it at that and simply say, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life will flourish among all peoples of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations and for those suffering the effects of war, especially in Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died in service to our nation, that God grant them eternal rest and assist us to gratefully honor their sacrifice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who keep and protect peace, especially members of our armed forces and diplomatic service, that the Lord gives success to their mission and bring them safely home, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage, that it express and deepen our devotion to Jesus with us in the most blessed sacrament, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, the patroness of our country, of St. Patrick, our patron, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Please join in singing our hymn number 750 in the Blue St. Michael's Hymnal. Sing praise to our Creator.
That my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your
praise. Sanctify by the invocation of your most holy name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you've revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance, their equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels, archangels, cherubim, and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day as with one voice they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Audemus dicere. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul.
Oh,
please join in singing our communion hymn, which can also be found in the St. Michael's hymnal. Hymn number 570. Humbly we adore thee.
Oh,
Let us pray. May receiving this most blessed sacrament, O Lord our God, bring us health of soul, mind, and body as we confess your eternal blessed Trinity and undivided unity through Christ our Lord.
Please kneel.
You may follow along in the program, you may follow along this service in the last few pages of the hymnal, page 865. Please now join in singing Pange Lingua, number 706 in the hymnals.
Pange Lingua Gloriosi, Corporis Mysterium, Sanguinisque Preciosi, Quem in Mundi Precium, Fructus Ventris Generosi, Rex Effudicem, nobis natus, ex intacta virgine, et in mundo conversatus, sparso vermis semine. Clausit ordine in supreme octogene recumbens cum fratribus observata lege plene cibis in legalibus cuntur me tu ordene, sed ad suis manibus. Verbum caro, panem verum, verbo carnem effigi, vitque sanguis Christi, et si sensus dedicit, ad firmantum put in gero, sola fine est
thank you.
You have given them bread from heaven,
containing in itself all delight.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Eucharist as the memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of this sacrament of your body and blood help us experience the salvation you won for us and the peace of the kingdom where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Together, blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man, blessed be the name of Jesus, blessed be his most sacred heart, blessed be his most precious blood, blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar, blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, virgin and mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. Going with him, huh?